Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. It is now 5:10, and we're joined on the line by Dr. Atolabe. Doc, how are you doing this afternoon?
All right, praise God. I'm doing well.
Yeah.
How are you, Zama?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you so much, Doc. Great to have you once again here on AWR. I hope that your week has been going well.
Oh, I thank God it's been busy, but I praise the Lord it's going on very well.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic.
Because I can't wait for Sava.
Oh, yeah, I cannot wait. I also just cannot wait, man. But it's almost here.
Yes.
Now, we're continuing to talk about heart health. And today, we are going to be learning more facts about heart health and focusing on how our diet affects the heart. So, Doc, I'm going to hand over to you to please share with us our health and lifestyle lessons from today, specifically focusing on health and diet. Sorry, heart.
Yes.
The heart and the diet.
Yes. And the diet. Yes, absolutely. Being number one killer all over the world, it becomes really, really important that we avoid this silent killer, as it is called. And silent killer it is, because much of the problems that we face with the heart having problems are from what we eat. So the food and the nutrients that are essential for the heart must be eaten. I mean, that it's not negotiable. If we don't eat them, or we eat those things that we're not supposed to eat, that are not good for the heart, the effects will build up. And that's the problem that we are facing in the whole wide world today. Well, let's go straight to some important points here. In the world today, do we eat enough whole grains? Most people do not. Well, industrial age came, and then we began to process our whole grains, the millet, the wheat, the sorghum. Everything is now processed, and then we have white flour. We have the refined flour. Well, once we have refined our whole grains, we have lost the germ. We have lost the vitamin E. That is from the germ that we have lost. And the germ is very rich in polyunsaturated fatty acids. You know, the ones we eat are usually the fatty acids, but the saturated fatty acids, pardon me, but the polyunsaturated fatty acids are friendly to the heart health and the vitamin E. So once we process our grains and we lose the germ, which is where life comes out of from the grain, we lose those important nutrients. The other thing we lose when we refine our whole grain is the bran. That is the covering of the grain. And the bran is a high concentration of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidant phytonutrients. So we get rid of the bran, and you know what's interesting? We feed the bran to animals most of the time. Well, the chicken or the goats and so forth, they eat the bran and then they enjoy it, and then we eat our second hand. Well, the nutrients in the bran is said that we don't digest them, but they are needed. They are absolutely needed for bulk. And then they are also loaded with vitamins. You know why they are loaded with vitamins is that when the bran is removed, just right underneath the bran are essential nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, and the antioxidant phytonutrients. So they go with the bran. That's the problem. So that's number one. We need to eat whole grain. We should not live on refined flour. Once the flour is white, it's not good for the heart. The second nutrient that we need to, well, the food that we need to get nutrient from is the soy, the soya beans.
Yeah.
Is far better than the animal milk. The soy protein has this, and the isoflavones, they call them, they are nutrients highly rich in vitamins and especially proteins. And the fats in it are the good fats. The fats in the soya products, they are good for cardiovascular health. Why? Because they have elevated proportion of that polyunsaturated fat. They also have fiber, they have vitamins and minerals. and they are low in saturated fat. Mm. It's the saturated fat we want to avoid. The fat that becomes solid at room temperature. That's the general way we can identify saturated fat. Mm. So when we put our oil and it's in the kitchen and it becomes solid, then it's heavily loaded with saturated fat. Now, there are other heart-friendly foods, flaxseed, garlic. Garlic is a wonderful heart health food. Well, should we call it food? Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Although it's antisocial, people don't like the smell. But nevertheless, it's a wonderful friend for the heart. So it's better we take flaxseed than other saturated fat like palm oil. In my country, we take a lot of palm oil, but it's loaded with saturated fat. And so it's not good. It's not healthy for the heart. So we are talking about the flaxseed being far better for in the oil that is present. Garlic is wonderful. Those who eat garlic, they live longer. Research has repeatedly showed us that.
Mm.
Then the grapes, the broccoli, the bananas, they are the healthiest food that we can take for the heart. Now, vitamin E. It's not uncommon that when a person has heart problems, there is recommendation to have vitamin E as an antioxidant, because that's what it is. It prevents the oxidation of the low-density lipoprotein cholesterol.
Mm.
Oxidation is harmful. Oxidation can be described as when you cut apple, it turns red within some few minutes.
Oh.
Its reaction with oxygen is what's causing oxidation. So it's like you are having to eat food that is rusted, like iron that is rusted. So when oxidation happens, it destroys cells. And we don't want that one. Now, there's something important I need to mention when we take vitamin E as supplement. Now, we need some supplements for heart issues if we are not able to get the right nutrients from our food, or we are in circumstances where we cannot get the whole food immediately.
Mm.
But in getting vitamin E supplement, we need to note some very important facts.
Yeah.
It's not all vitamin E supplements that are good enough or that will even do the work that we want the vitamin E to do. There is, when we read the label in the vitamin E supplements that we want to buy, we need to learn to read labels. That's one important thing if we are going to use natural healthcare. The way they will identify the vitamin E that we want to buy, we should look at it very carefully. If it is a D, D as in dog, D with a slash hyphen, alpha tocopherol, that is the right vitamin D. If it is a DL, then it's not the vitamin E that is going to do us any good. It just means that we are putting money in the company that is selling the vitamin E. So that is a synthetic form of vitamin E that is not available for the body to use. So we must look at the label properly when we are buying our vitamin E supplement, D hyphen alpha tocopherol. There are others that are going to be tocopherols or tocotrione ends. Hey, I don't know how to call those big words.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't understand.
Tocotrienols.
Oh, okay.
So it must end with O, with OL. Not L.
Ah, okay.
It's so small to notice, but it's so significant. Over the years, as I have been in this profession, I always advise my clients, make sure you read the labels of your vitamin E or take a picture and send it to me where they have written the ingredients in what you are buying. Because you spend a lot of money in buying the DL alpha, and it's not going to do the body any good. In fact, it can do some harm. But you know what? The best thing is still to eat the vitamin E in food. The best sources of natural vitamin E, sunflower seeds, almonds, the jam, the wheat jam, if we don't buy the refined flour, then virgin olive oil. So we'll get vitamin E from these sources.
Okay.
It's still better than buying the supplement.
Mm.
So what other nutrients can I quickly talk about now? Mm-hmm. Vitamin C. In fact, don't use vitamin E without accompanying it with vitamin C. Vitamin E is a fat-soluble vitamin.
Okay.
But it must go side by side with vitamin C for it to be properly broken up and used by the body.
Okay.
There are many sources of vitamin C. Once we look at fruits that have not been processed, because vitamin C is lost very quickly. So I'm looking at guava, currants, kiwi, all citrus fruits, oranges, lime, lemon.
Nachos.
Yes, so you have all your vitamin C in there. Mm. Then folic acid and the B vitamins. Again, when we take our grains whole, we have the B vitamins. It's interesting that many of the health problems we face, of course, the body is one, so they are related. Most hyperactivities of the young ones that we are facing today have been traced to lack of the B vitamins. And that is because they are eating plantain chips, potato chips, and all the chips that have been well refined and then fried in deep oil. Therefore, all the B vitamins are gone. And we need them for brain and for the heart. Heart diseases, once we have heart disease, research tells us the person is also potentially going to come down with Alzheimer's disease. They are related.
Oh.
The same diet, the same loss of vitamins that are responsible for heart disease are also responsible for the loss of cells in the brain that result in what we know today as Alzheimer's disease.
Hang on.
Alzheimer's disease is...
hang on, before you get to that, sorry for distracting this. So you're saying that there is a connection between Alzheimer's and the heart?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That is exactly what it is.
Oh, okay.
There is the homocysteine that increases heart disease and also Alzheimer's disease. So when we lose our folic acid and our B vitamins, B6 and the other B12, yes, we will not get a lot of it from vegetables, if at all, but it is naturally produced by the guts and the bacteria in our mouth. That's why those who are vegans or plant-based, they wake up in the morning and they take a little bit of water to wash down the bacteria to go into the stomach so that the B12 can be well produced. So our body will produce B12 with the bacteria that is available in our body. So those bacteria are not all bad.
Mm-hmm.
Another important nutrient for the heart is the lycopene. The lycopene is found primarily in bright red antioxidant vegetable pigments. So we are looking at our nice tomatoes. The tomato sauce is high in lycopene concentration, the watermelon, and papaya. We call it pawpaw in my side of the world, the papaya. All those bright colored vegetables and fruits, they are high in lycopene and many other things. Then magnesium. Where do we get that magnesium? Pumpkin, sesame seeds, almonds, legumes, and whole grains. When I'm studying all this and I'm talking about it, I continue to appreciate the wisdom of God.
Mm.
It's Genesis 1:29 that says it. Grains with nuts and fruits, seeds. That's what God gave man in the beginning.
Mm.
Not until sin happened in Genesis chapter 3, verse 18, that vegetables were added.
Mm.
And vegetables were added so that they will help with the healing of our bodies that is going to die. Because once God pronounced that death is going to happen to man, the body will begin to die gradually. The way to then stop the death from occurring too soon and too fast is to eat Bible way. Sometimes people tell me, are you a vegetarian? I say, no, I'm not really a vegetarian. Neither am I a vegan. But I am eating according to Bible instructions.
Yeah.
Because there are many things that some people who are vegans and vegetarians that they eat or they do that the Bible did not teach us to do. For every incident of alcohol that we have found in the Bible, they are not good for the body. They cause problem. So when you are a vegan, alcohol is still vegetarian. It's not fat. It's not meat. It's not fish. But when we take all of those things, or even smoking and all the rest of those habits with drugs, they are not animals, but they are still unhealthy for the body. I always run and time runs with me.
Yeah.
How am I doing with time?
Well, we are literally just about 2 minutes to go.
Oh, well, that's it. Well, let me round up by saying that we must fight hypertension so that we can have good heart.
Yes.
And today's world is running, it's fighting, it's doing so many, many, many other things at the same time. They call it multitasking. And it raises blood pressure very, very seriously. We must fight hypertension. These are the diets I have discussed today that will also help us in fighting hypertension. And just to say before the time is all gone, that we must stop atherosclerosis. That buildup of, it's from fat actually, but it's a type of fat, the plaque that builds in the blood vessels, the arterial damage, the kinking, the thickening, the damaging of our arterial vessels, especially the one that serves the heart, the coronary arteries, they are terrible. And once they are damaged, it's difficult to get them fixed. And over time, they do get damaged. So we'll see what we need to revisit if there need be. But right now, I think I can pause right here.
Oh, Doc, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate, as always, that you come through and teach us and school us about these things. Thank you so, so much. We are going to be connecting with you once again next week, same time and the same place. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a blessed Sabbath.
Thank you so much. Blessed Sabbath to you too.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.